Ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host, and really grateful for you to be here today. As you can see by my decorations, we're going to start today talking about my book. I am very excited. I hope you got to see the video for the pre-sale. I'm actually holding a copy. Proof copy, but it is a copy of my book that I never got to hold before. I'm very excited about. I encourage you to go to www.adventuresintruth.com and you can pre-order my book now. Amazing book, really. This book is all about a deep dive into the experience of fear and how fear has evolved in our experience and the ways that we can unravel ourselves from all of the training and all of the consciousness of fear to shift into an opportunity-based experience, to release ourselves from that, to raise the vibration, and that's what this book will do. I guarantee this book can change your life if you allow it, because when you change your relationship with fear, it changes everything in ways that you could not imagine sitting on the other side of fear. So I encourage you, pre-sales, the book's gonna be coming out at the end of September. Would love to be able to send you a copy of this. So www.adventuresintruth.com, come on over and check it out. And I'm going to introduce you to a little commercial right now. Thanks, everybody. And we're back. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you for being here. Adventures in Truth is also a deep dive. Really, this is all part of the same process here, but really wanting to get into some topics, get into those things that we consider to be the underpinnings of our experience in the human life and in the world at large. And so we like to look at these concepts and then kind of take them apart and provide a new perspective, to kind of look at them from a different angle, an angle that is maybe the view from 50,000 feet, a view that is different from where you are existing currently. And so today, bear with me just a moment, we're going to talk about the impact of resistance. And this is really important to me because, and I'm going to get into this right after we do our meditation, but the impact of resistance is so pervasive and so intense and so, I think, not attended to as well as we could. And I want to share a story with you that happened recently on my birthday adventure and tell you a little bit about what I experienced in being in resistance, in wholehearted resistance, and then discovering how I could let that resistance fall away and the incredible things that happened when I surrendered to what was, or, you know, in this term, what is. So it's going to be a great conversation. I'm glad you're here. And let's take a moment to focus. I love to start the show with us coming together to really focus your energy that if you're going to be here, let's use this time effectively. Let's speak to the part of you that's going to really take this information and run with it and really help you to evolve with it. So the first thing we want to do here is just get comfortable where you are. So if you're sitting, if you're laying down, if you're taking a walk, just become aware of your body. Become aware of how you feel in your body. If you're sitting, again, if you're laying down, you're walking, just bring all of your awareness into your body and begin to feel into the experience of your body. For some, that it may be a little uncomfortable. For some, it may feel perfectly fine. For some, it may feel somewhere in between, and that's all good. I just ask you to be with that experience without judgment, without any additional information. Just let the body inform you of where you're at. Let your consciousness roam around from your toes to your fingertips, feeling the hair in your scalp, feeling the clothes laying against your skin, feeling the inside. How does your heartbeat feel on the inside? What is the flow of energy and blood feel like on the inside? And just be with your experience, just for a moment, but it's bringing you present right here, right now. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to invoke the breath. As you are, if you're a watcher or a listener, you know that in my pyramid of wellness, we talk about breath as the foundation of our life experience. And why that's true in my viewpoint is because it is the activity we do the most as human beings on this planet. So why would we not want to attend to that in a way that can further our growth and evolution, in a way that can expand our consciousness, in a way that invokes wellness and health? So for me, starting at breath and learning how to manage breath is huge, because breath is ultimately life energy. It's life force. It's chi. It's prana. It's the energy that animates our bodies. So we're going to do a little breathing together. This breathing process is very straightforward. You're just going to inhale to a count of four. You're going to fill completely to a count of four. And when you get to the top, I want you to relax. I want you to feel your shoulders drop just for a couple seconds, and then you're going to let it go, and it's going to come out as you exhale out of the mouth. So you're inhaling to four through the nose. You're relaxing and holding at the top. Then we're going to release to a count of six, going all the way to the bottom, really purging the deepest parts of the lungs, really releasing that old air and energy, letting that staleness go. And when we get to the bottom, again, in that empty void space, I want you to take a moment and just be relaxed in that space, and then consciously engage the breath and fill up again. And we're going to go through that process a few times together. And then we'll let you carry on your own for a minute, just to get used to that rhythm. I want you to be conscious of your breath and how you're breathing. When you're inhaling, I want you to feel a 360-degree expansion. Feel the air fill every part of you. If you're not feeling that, move around a little. Open your body a little and let the breath move into different places for you. When you're exhaling, I don't want you to build tension. Just continue to exhale as long as you can, pushing it out all the way to that count of six. And sometimes at the bottom, it can be a little freak out, because the body goes, wait, we have no air. But if you rest, you recognize that you manage the process. So let yourself then manage it and then carry on. This conscious use of breath is so powerful and really has the ability to change your life experience as well. So we're going to begin this. I want you to gently, just to close your eyes wherever you are, if you can, and bring your awareness to your breathing right now at this moment. Your awareness is in your body already. So now bring it to your breath and just observe how you breathe. How many times have you stopped to just feel and observe how you breathe? Feel that breath. Be aware of how it's moving through your body. And we'll begin with an inhale to the count of four. Inhaling, two, three, four. You're at the top, you're full, you're resting. And then you're releasing from the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six, and then rest, relax, engage the breath and inhale. Inhaling, two, three, four, fill all that air, and then hold and just rest, and then release. Two, three, four, pushing that air out. Five, and six, at the bottom, consciously relaxing. As you re-engage, bringing that breath in, filling completely to a count of four at three and four, and then we relax the shoulders and we release from the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One more time together, resting at the bottom, resting in that emptiness. Engage and lift and inhale. 2, 3, really fill. 4, feel that fullness, relax into it. Good, and now release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and completely relax in the void. And then carry the breath on yourself. Continue the process. Allow the breath to fill you. Same count as you take it up to 3 and 4. Remember at the top to just relax consciously and then release from the mouth. Let that air flow. Let that energy shift. Continuing through, remember when you reach the bottom, rest in the void, rest in the emptiness. It's an amazing feeling. Filling it up as you go again, carrying through. Continue to breathe through. Continue to fill. And as you are breathing, allow your consciousness and awareness to take in these words. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the true expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Continue to feel that breath moving through your body. Continue to feel into the experience of the spark that is you. And gently, when you're ready, bring your awareness back. Bring your awareness to this, to my voice, to what you're watching or what you're listening to. And let's get ready to dive in. Thank you for that, guys. That was awesome. I hope that felt good for you. So let's talk about the impact of resistance. This is such a powerful topic to me. I discover periodically throughout my experience these places where resistance shows up that is so powerful because it gets more and more subtle. You know, we don't realize our training in resistance. We don't realize that we are led to believe that resistance is normal in our state, that it's supposed to be there. And I agree to a certain extent. There is, you know, like in Law of Attraction, they talk about contrast. Well, contrast in and of itself creates some form of resistance in that it is the rub that is creating your awareness. It is the rub that is creating your consciousness to pay attention. But beyond that, there is levels of resistance that we create in our day-to-day life that make manifestation, that make creation, that make our joy a little more challenging at times. And so I'm going to share this story with you. So Mike and I went on a remarkable birthday road trip. It was my birthday last Monday. I think it was Monday, yes. And so we went to a place called Ouray in Colorado. We live in Colorado. And it's on the other side of the state. It is probably one of the most spectacular places, one of the many on the planet, but it is absolutely breathtaking and extraordinary. So this trip was about going, staying in Ouray and renting a Jeep for 2 days to be able to go drive the backcountry and do the 4x4 thing and really get out and just see some of the spectacular things that exist out there. And so we had an amazing start to the road trip. We got to the hotel, everything was great. But one of the things that happened in the process that we weren't really attending to is we left on a Sunday. We arrived on a Sunday night, not thinking much of it because, you know, we live in Lakewood, so we're used to kind of things being around. But Ouray is a small town, and so there isn't a lot there. There's plenty. There's restaurants and shops and things. But due to the pandemic and probably due to the fact that it's August and season is winding down, things were not there wasn't a lot of food available. Let's put it that way. So I had issues. I was getting really upset because when we went to go to breakfast, nothing was open until 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're already up and wanting to go. And then the places that we could get to had lines going because there were so few of them. And that went on for a day, and I was just agitated about trying to find food. We wanted to eat at the restaurant at the hotel, but we couldn't because there were so many people in Ouray that they apparently didn't expect. All the hotels were full, but they were acting as this was off season. So the restaurant at the hotel was overwhelmed. Their wait was like an hour and a half for food. And the next day they changed their menu to only offer pizzas and salads because they couldn't handle what was going on otherwise. And the hotel we were in was full. So my resistance was just this continual. We were sitting having a conversation about what we were going to do about dinner. We're sitting at the pool in this spectacular view. Where you can see, they call Ouray the Switzerland of America. So if that gives you an idea of the mountains and the beauty and the splendor of this place. So we're sitting there talking about dinner and looking at options. And Mike is saying, well, maybe we could order in. And I'm like, you know, some of them say they deliver. And I'm like, how are they going to deliver if they can't even serve people? You know, how is that going to happen? So I wasn't thinking that was going to go very well. And I'm getting crankier and crankier. And I'm not seeing a solution other than the potential of driving possibly 20 to 30 minutes to the next town in hopes of finding something that would be open and something that I would want to eat. So here we are, still having the conversation. As the conversation goes, my energy is getting tenser. I'm getting more pissed off. I'm getting more upset about this food situation. And like, I don't understand, you know, making it about all this other, you know, I don't understand how they could do this. And, you know, this is a tourist town and on I'm going. And I'm pissed and I'm upset and I'm frustrated. And all the solutions that we were trying to find wouldn't work. There's no Uber, there's no DoorDash, there's no people delivering food. We don't know if the restaurants are open or closed. So we finally call, we find a Thai restaurant that sounds really, really good. So we call them and they seem to be in good shape. So then it's a question, it's on the other side of town. So do we walk, do we drive? I don't want to drive, I don't want to park. And you know, just more, I don't want to. So we go back to the room and I get to a point that I can at least say, okay, at least we can go for the walk. That's not going to hurt me to go for a walk. So it's also pretty warm. It's like 85 degrees and, you know, and we had been out jeeping all day. So we were exhausted. We were dusty. We were, you know, I mean, and we had gotten a shower, but it was intense. It was an amazing day. But so we walk up to the main street, we turn the corner. And as we turn the corner, it's shady because the sun is being blocked by the buildings. And suddenly it's really delightful. The temperature drops like 10, 12 degrees. And it just feels good and it looks beautiful. And Mike and I are talking and I'm finding myself kind of like, okay, this feels okay. This feels okay. And I'm starting to release myself from this tension, right? And I'm kind of going, wow, this is actually kind of nice. Maybe if I just get in agreement with what is going on right now, maybe I'll feel better. Maybe at least nothing else, I'll stop feeling so pissed off about the whole situation or so upset about it. Maybe I just need to release into what is, right? Just give up, be here now. So on the walk across town, we're wandering, we got our masks on, we're doing our thing, and we're having a nice walk, and each step feels better and better. Because internally, I'm processing out this frustration and saying, okay, it is what it is, let's just do it. Let's just, you know. I was even at the point as we were sitting at the pool talking to Michael going, you know what? I think we should just go home. We've had two full, rich days of wonderful travel. We've gone into the backcountry. We've seen places and things we've never seen before. We're both exhausted. All we're going to do is sleep tonight. Why don't we maybe, it's a 5-hour drive home. We could eat dinner on the way home somewhere and then be home tonight. And we'll be good to go in the morning and we'll be home. And that would feel good. And Mike, of course, is like, but I've paid for the hotel room. And I don't think that's a smart idea. And we got to figure this out. And I want to, you know, I want to have dinner. And he wants to stay and enjoy what we came to enjoy. So we're walking down the street and I'm feeling, and I'm communicating with Mike the whole time about, wow, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling this kind of resistant loosening. Like as I just give into this process and say, okay, this is what we're doing. So thinking about the Thai food, and I love Thai food, and I'm thinking this is going to be okay. It's beautiful. I'm not sweating. I feel comfortable. The walk is lovely. We get to the restaurant and it's a cute little place. And wouldn't you know, they have a table on the street, on what they consider their patio, but literally on the street, right at the corner of their outside patio dining, where we can sit and people watch. The view is spectacular. The rocks and the red rocks and the beige, all the different colors, and everything is perfect. The food, amazing. The service was great. We had a wonderful dinner. And the whole reason we had a wonderful dinner is because all along the way, I was trying to surrender the resistance that I was carrying about all the stuff I had made up in my head and all the stories I had crafted about these people and why they don't do their thing and if all the nit. And I gave in. I gave into what the potential of now was. And that potential ended up being extraordinary. It was, the food was amazing. The service was terrific. The location was beyond. I mean, literally sitting out having a glass of wine on the sidewalk in this beautiful place with all these amazing people wandering by. And I start to feel this sense of awe, this sense of, this is incredible, because it's just so magical. It's just so wonderful to be here. And so now I'm in this whole other place. I'm enjoying it. And we get to walk back to the hotel. And we do walk back to the hotel. And I may be missing a part there, but in the end, we were deciding what we were going to do. And so now it's probably like 7:30-ish. And Mike says, you know, maybe we could go home tonight. And suddenly that was an okay option. And the next thing you know, we're packing the car. We load it up. We pull out about 8 o'clock. We drive home. And we got to be home. I had an important phone call that I needed to be on in the morning. Mike had to do work. And so we got ourselves all straightened out here. And what ended up happening, and the reason that I'm sharing the story, is because it went from this source of intense frustration and anger and upset about the circumstance to surrendering all of my preconceived notions in the process to creating an outcome where not only did I get the thing that I wanted, which was an amazing meal, but I got to decide to come home because we'd been so inundated for 2 days in our trip. I was just feeling a bit overwhelmed because it was so amazing. And I wanted to be able to process it at home and just kind of be with the experience. And I had been away from the show and stuff for a week. I wanted to get engaged. So it was remarkable. So we ended up doing that. And the end of the story is shifting from complete resistance to complete surrender. And showing myself how powerfully this thing of resistance is in our experience, this what I call the collective illusion of resistance. For most of us, that experience is probably pretty normal in some form or variation. I know I have my own little picadillos and things, but I think that for all of us, there are those moments where either we create a story or we generate a story or we add information. And Mike had even talked about this about some other things where we were having difficulty being in touch with people or getting contact. And he would create a story about why that was happening. I'm like, why are you making up a story about it? Why not just let it be? They didn't answer the phone. Why not just let it be what it is, which is you don't know? But it was, again, remarkable. I had spent a day just building all kinds of resentments and stories about things that I don't have information about, I don't know about, I'm assuming. And yes, the circumstances were what they were in the moment, meaning there were restaurants that were busy and there were a lot of people in town all vying for some of that attention and some of that food. But I forgot the basics of who I am. I forgot the basics of what I know of my life. And that is all wonderful and terrific. And I don't typically engage there. I engage at, I'm going to create something really magical and I want something wonderful or I want a great meal or whatever the case may be. And then allowing that to unfold without getting myself all wound up about it and saying, you know, that's what's going to happen. And instead of going there, I went to the place of resistance. I went to the place where all thoughts are against my desire, right? All thoughts are against my desire. So that's where I see the illusion about resistance in this, is that all thoughts, all of our, the thoughts about something that's not working is actually putting the attention on not getting what I want. Do you follow that? I don't know if I connected that. So I want to experience a wonderful meal after having experienced a wonderful day. And on my birthday, that didn't happen as readily because I was still in resistance. We ended up on my birthday driving to another town to have a meal. And that ended up working out beautifully. And we got, again, by that point, I was finding my way out of the resistance. And we went to the restaurant. They had a balcony patio table right on the rim there that we could look out over Ridge. Where is it? I don't remember the name of the town. Anyway, the next town down. And it was lovely. And the food was good. And we had a nice time. And the waiter was very simpatico and just a nice guy who was really dialed into helping us have a great experience. And it worked really well. The resistance, the illusion of it's not working out for me is in my head, right? The illusion that it's not coming together is all in my head. But the challenge with that is that when I focus there, then I am putting something between me and my desire that was not there to begin with. Well, the challenge with that, when you put that there, is that it is, you have an energy field that is moving toward the thing you desire, and then you start throwing blocks in the way of that energy flowing and wonder why it isn't working. So every piece of resistance, every piece of my mind that was engaged in this, slam, slam, break up the energy, break up the energy. So there could be no cohesion in my desire. Do you follow that logic? There could be no momentum that was continuous in my desire to create because I was chopping at the energy the whole time. And chopping at the energy breaks up the desire and breaks up the focus. So again, it isn't about judging anything. It's about recognizing the pattern. And that's where I really, really kind of went, wow, with the experience of having this Thai dinner was, it didn't require anything more than choosing not to have resistance, to surrender to what is in the moment. That to me is incredible. That to me was as breathtaking as some of the sights and mountaintops we looked off of. Because in that moment, I realized without a doubt that the only thing that gets in the way of me having what I want is me chopping the energy with the resistance of my mind going on and on and on and on and on about what it thinks it knows when it knows nothing. What it thinks it knows really is an acronym for what it makes up, because it is what it is in the world, right? We come into circumstance, if we surrender to what is in the moment, we allow, because remember, creation, you create momentum through your focus. And if you are in that momentum and you allow it to unfold, then all of the cooperative components in the world, for granted, in the universe, can move in whatever fashion is necessary to help me to fulfill my desire, to help you to fulfill your desire. And because I'm not paying attention to how, I'm not paying attention to managing it, I'm paying attention to my energy. And because I'm doing that, I'm able to shift from the space of resistance through surrender to allow for ultimate possibility instead of limited possibility. Can you see that? It's a little bit of minutia, but it's so important, because when you look through the eyes of resistance, your perspective is very small, very small. But when you surrender that and you open it up, now you have all possibility. And it isn't important and even necessary for you to know how that's going to unfold. Remember, the desire is the destination. The desire was this, I want to have this experience of my birthday, of this meal, and just, we had this incredible day. I want to finish it with this incredible meal. And there you are. And as soon as I pulled the resistance out of my momentum, everything turned right. And now even a further desire got blended into this picture, in that we got to have a wonderful meal, have a wonderful walk, enjoy the wonderful town, feel all the amazing feelings, take pictures, talk to each other, walk back to the hotel, enjoy every moment of it, and then be joyously surprised because now we can actually, it's okay to go home. It's okay. It's not a thing. It's yeah, this is a good idea. Let's go for it. So that's what to me, pardon me while I check my time, that's what to me really speaks to the idea of collective illusion about resistance. There are so many more parts of this, and we're going to get into this right after the break. But I want you to think about, in your own experience as we go to break, how many times a day do you get in your own way with resistant thought and not even notice that you're doing it and then get frustrated because the outcome isn't what you know it could be? Right? Does that make sense? Think about that for a minute as we go to break. We'll be right back and we'll have that conversation. Hey guys, we're back. I hope you enjoyed the new commercials. Thank you to Lauren Michaels Harris for creating some amazing commercials for my book. Again, if you're interested, I'd love for you to get in on the pre-order. Pre-orders are, you can go to adventuresintruth.com. You'll see it's clearly there. You can watch the commercials and sign up for pre-orders. It goes directly to Amazon. Or you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can go there and order directly. But I think you'll find that this book is quite amazing and you'll enjoy it. So moving on from resistance to surrender, as we were talking about. So how did you do with your thought process on the break? Did you get to think a little bit about your experience there? What did you discover, if anything? You know, for me, it's recognizing the mind chatter goes on. It doesn't matter. It goes on. It's something that should be in the field of your awareness without your being attached to it. And I think that's part of the challenge of this resistance to surrender, is that we get so bound up by what the mind is attempting to do. And remember, the mind is not the enemy. And I want to be really clear about this. We've trained it to act in certain ways. We've trained it to take in certain information. We've given it the food that is allowing for it to act in the capacity that it does. I kind of liken it to this. I see the ego, ultimately, I see the ego as the consciousness that is that runs this physical body, the physical vessel. So it's totally dialed into the five senses. And its job is to keep the body on the planet. Its job is to keep the body safe. So that's all it does. It uses the senses to survey the land. The brain is this major kind of filter that's just, there's all kind of thought moving around all over the place, and it's just capturing and stuff is moving through the brain as it does. But a lot of it really isn't about us or who we are. It's just noise. So again, moving from that resistance to surrender piece, we're going to So with the ego being the animator of the body, what's happened over time is that the analogy I like to use with this is that we've given a line level employee the keys to our multi-billion dollar business and said, hey, good luck, enjoy this. Can you imagine that experience? We've given something that is not trained or expected to handle high level creativity and high level consciousness to do that without any help. So imagine if you did that to a 6 or 7 year old. If you have a child, imagine handing the keys to your business to your child and saying, hey, go for it. What do you think's going to happen? It's going to get a little nutty. Well, that's what happens in the brain, guys. It gets a little nutty. The more you lump on, the more you throw on, the more you expect from that part of yourself to manage life, the harder it becomes, the more resistance that is developed, and the more challenging it is to get where you want to go. I'm going to encourage you to kind of dump that whole concept, because remember, you are way more than all of that. So focusing your awareness and your desire, doing the daily practice that elevates your energy, elevates your vibration, so that you can recognize the resistance. And when you recognize it, you don't have to judge it. You simply surrender it. You release it. And sometimes that can be challenging, because if the belief is strong enough, if the energy is strong enough, there may be so much momentum in the negative energy that you may have to go a few extra steps to let the momentum of that wind down and gently shift your energy from the intensely negative to something more neutral. So don't try to go from this negative place of chatter and resistance to surrender or to a place of joy in one step, because it will not happen. It's going to add even more resistance, because you're trying to fight your way out of resistance to get to joy, and those two things can't happen. So what happens is, as you're fighting your way out of resistance, it's really a feedback loop. You're just feeding back into the same energy over and over and over again. So the trick is, raise the vibration, become conscious of what it is you're doing and what it is you want to be aware of. And if it's a persistent belief, then be with that until you can unravel it. Be with it and surrender in the moment so that you can understand what it's attempting to share with you. It's not attempting to screw you. It's just doing what you've trained it to do. It's providing you with the evidence that you have asked for with regard to the desire that you are attempting to create based on your beliefs that you have created throughout the course of your life. Did you follow that with me? So this warehouse called the subconscious is just a filing room, man. You just, everything that comes in through the senses is filed away. And if you attach significance to things along the way, or you attach beliefs and you attach ideas to these experiences, those now go back in there too. So when you're encountering a circumstance that's uncomfortable or something that may not be what you think it should be, and you start to go into reaction, the mind is then going to go into the warehouse and bring you evidence to support your viewpoint, because that's what it does. That's all. It's just trying to support your viewpoint. It's trying to give you the things you're asking for, because it believes that if it does that, you will continue to survive, because that's its job. It's keeping you on the planet. It's feeling the internal, your body is starting to react. You're having an emotional reaction. Your nervous system is getting a little a-twitter. You're getting chemicals released in the body from that stress and from the anxiety potentially. And that's all signal to the ego. That's all signal to the body that's saying, oh, alert, alert, we have a problem. And so it's going into the warehouse to get you information to help you get out of that situation. Except the problem is, the information that it's using is flawed, because the information that it's using is lower vibrational fear-based energy. It's not creative opportunity, expansive energy. So migrating from resistance to fear, first you recognize. In the recognition, then you have a conversation. You start unfolding that for yourself. Wow, I didn't realize I was feeling so much about this. Without judgment, without calling names, without putting value, you just observe. And as you observe, things come to light that you can begin to connect the dots of your own experience. And then you breathe, like we did at the beginning. The more breath you can take, the better off you're going to be. Because in that moment, when you're in resistance, Resistance shuts you down. So you'll notice anytime you're in resistance, your breathing is shallow, your body doesn't feel great, you feel that anxiety, that tension, that nervousness going through the body anytime you have that resistance in varying degrees and levels. The body responds, comes on with the story so that it can support you, and then you buy into the story because you think that's what you're supposed to do, and so now we're in this cycle of resistance, 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 resistance. So rather than go through all that, let's just notice the resistance. So again, I'm using the example of my trip. I became aware of my resistance. I was very aware of my resistance, and so was Michael, quite frankly. It was bordering on obnoxious most of the time. But what we were able to do, what I was able to do, because I know that it's not where I want to live, is I stop and I step back and I go, okay, I've got it. This is, I need to disconnect from this resistance. So the moment is now in surrender. I am saying, okay, I don't know what I'm resisting, but I'm just going to let myself be open to the possibilities. I don't know how many possibilities I'm even open to right now, but I'm going to stay here and continue to look for ways to deeply, more deeply surrender to what is now. Sometimes logic is involved, sometimes feeling is involved. It's just it's an individual process. But it's fun in that it's kind of cool to be able to observe your own experience as an observer. So you're having experience, observing that experience so that you can respond to that experience. And that response then hopefully is one that's coming from a bigger place. It's coming from a connected place because you're not attached to the resistance. It's just another thing in the field of your awareness. So we come into that surrender, we let that go, and now we're in a space of allowing, a space of receptivity that we may not have been in before. And bear in mind, depending on what thing you're encountering along the way, because sometimes it's behavior, sometimes it's behavioral, meaning it's just a trained response that you're used to doing. Like for me, that dissatisfaction or upset for not getting or having what I want is a trained response that's been there forever. And it's particularly one that's been there since I was a kid. I have learned in my life how to deal with that, how not to engage that. And yet there are still times when it hits me. Sometimes it catches me off guard. You know, we spent 8 solid hours in a Jeep being jostled around and seeing incredible things and listening to amazing music. And it was an incredible experience, but also incredibly exhausting. So take that into consideration as you're you know, in the whole picture. I'm dealing with an exhausted energy state. I'm not getting what I want. And so, of course, it's the perfect recipe to have a meltdown. Perfect recipe. And I indulged it, quite frankly. I indulged it. No good reason, because even as I was indulging it, I could sit there and go, why are you doing this? And the answer was, because I'm pissed. Because I went blah, 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 blah. And even as I'm answering it, knowing it's not the right answer, but in the moment being so consumed in my resistance that I couldn't take that step back. So as soon as I really recognized that, then I could say, okay, Jim, where's your breath? Breathe, breathe, get your energy calmed down. And again, it's not like I was running around throwing things around, but it was intensely, it was that level of intensity at times it felt like. It was craziness. But again, here we go to take the steps. So I'm uncomfortable and I'm already uncomfortable. So I'm not going to fight being uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. So I'm going to be in uncomfortable in this moment. I'm going to sit in uncomfortable in this moment because it's where I am. And I'm there because I put myself there. Not because there was no food, not because there weren't right restaurants, because I chose to put myself in that resistant state. Because I listened to my mind feed me a lot of bullshit that I decided was right. And then if Michael could do a couple things that would irritate me, then that would just fully fuel the whole process. And that's pretty much what it fully fueled. So again, recognize it. So I'm already uncomfortable. So I'm just going to be an uncomfortable. I'm going to own it. I'm going to cop to it. I'm going to stand there in front of Michael and say, I know I'm being an ass. And I'm working right now to shift that experience. I don't want to be in this place. I want a solution, right? And I'm still in resistance, but I'm calling the spade, as it were. I'm addressing it in the now, right now. So what can I do then? Now that I've acknowledged it, what can I do to shift it? Well, that means I have to make a choice that from my resistance is going to feel crappy. Ah, how about that? Because it doesn't match the vibration of my crappy energy. It's outside of my crappy energy. That's my destination, is outside of my crappy energy. So I stop. I say, okay, I know I'm uncomfortable. What do I really want? I just really want this to settle. I want to have some good food. I want to go to the restaurant. I want to enjoy this experience. And as soon as I got there, I looked up at the mountains and I'm just staring at the mountains. And I went, wow, I have been so consumed in my resistance that I couldn't even take in the beauty of what was sitting right in front of me. And that's when I took the biggest breath. And I made the choice to continue to focus on the mountains, the things that make me feel awesome, that bring me joy, that make me feel more aliveness than anything else that I've ever experienced. I chose to put my attention there. And then little by little, I could step beyond my resistance because I could see over it a little bit and I could say, okay, I can go over there. So I just decide, okay, let's just do the walk. I don't have to decide anything else in this moment. I'll just walk up to Main Street and we'll see what happens. And I know this sounds so dramatic, but it is. If you're in your own process and you're seeing this happening and you're being in it, you know damn well it's not less than dramatic. It's always freaking dramatic. That's the way it is. The mind loves drama. So here we go. We start the walk. And as we're walking, I'm talking to Mike. I'm sharing what's going on. I'm looking at the mountains and I'm sharing with him what I just shared with you about what I was seeing. And then we turn the corner and the temperature changes. And I think Mike acknowledged it first. But then all of a sudden my body relaxed and I went, oh, this is nice. This feels good. It's beautiful. I like this. And then the breath comes and I breathe out some of that old stale air. I breathe out some of that old stale energy, that resistance. And suddenly I'm a little more present. And I look around and I see the beautiful landscape. I see the beautiful buildings. It's a quintessential Colorado mountain town. The trees are spectacular. The views are beyond belief. And we're just walking. That's all we're doing in this moment. We're just walking toward our potential desire, which is to have a lovely dinner at a Thai restaurant. With every single step, I am moving fully into surrender. But that level now is moving. And now my head's free. And now my upper body's free. And as I walk, it gets more free. And suddenly I realize I don't have to resist what is. I don't know what's coming. We're taking an adventure. We're going out to have a bite to eat. I'm going to just enjoy getting there. And I'm going to enjoy it when we get there. And so by the time we got to the restaurant, I was completely resistance free. I didn't have an attitude. I didn't have, oh God, what are they going to do here? Or are they going to have a table? Or blah, 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 blah. I didn't go anywhere near that. I just continued to revel in the beauty that I was surrounded by and getting to spend this time with my husband and getting to walk down the street and getting to share this moment of our vacation together. And we walked into the restaurant and they were lovely and greeted us right away and had a beautiful table on the sidewalk as I described before. And there we spent the next whatever, hour and a half, just enjoying the heck out of it. So that in a nutshell, and the time frame on that, it took a day and a half really because of the time I spent in it. But once I got conscious enough to say, no, I don't want to be in this space, literally within the half an hour, I had really completely released all resistance to the situation. And I was now no longer attached to my mind's process. I was back in alignment with the God that is me, with my spark, with that part of me that is just filled with awe and joy at all these experiences that I get to have. And so moving forward, this becomes a really powerful and necessary thing to notice. You know, realizing all of the detail in that situation, I got to look at that now. And even going forward, I had the most incredible days since then, because I'm using my daily practice to open up my energy, to create my alignment. I'm working with my breath. I'm managing my breath so that I'm getting all of this influx of powerful energy. And before I would sit down, because bear in mind, we went on the trip, we were gone for 4 or 5 days, and I was, I'm in the process of publishing a book. I'm in the process of, I do 2 shows a week. So there was a lot that I had to attend to coming back, and I was feeling a lot of overwhelm. Yesterday we got back, I got up yesterday morning, I was groggy. It was like, you know, that feeling when you've overstimulated for 2 days or 3 days, and you come back and you're like, okay, I have to figure this out. So what I chose to do was go into my meditation, do my breath, get my energy right as I could in the moment, and be okay with feeling a little off. What I managed to accomplish in a half a day in that energy was remarkable. I thought I was going to be up to my eyeballs for days, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to dig myself out. I didn't know if I could get on top of all the things, because I've got publicists on one side, I've got people helping the marketing, I've got the editor, I've got shows I got to produce, I've got podcasts I've got to update and produce, and just there's a lot of detail. And for the past 2 days since we've been back, that stepping out of resistance and into surrender, and using my energy appropriately to align myself to the desire of getting these things organized, allowed me to not only get through it, but to get through it easily. And I say that easily in the sense that it was an ease and flow for the entire time. There was no time when I was fighting or resisting any of it. I simply went from thing to thing as it evolved for me in the moment so that I could give my full energy to it. And so after today was a big day for sure. And then other things came up that I had to address and deal with. And I found myself lighthearted. I was dealing with the internet people and the phone people, and the I was dealing with some other people, and all of those communications were easy. All of the resolutions were easy. All of the process was easy. And so I got to come on the show and get to share this with you guys, because it's so profound to me, the depth that the resistance goes and how quickly we jump to it as a staple in our diet, in our spiritual diet. And I want to encourage you really to go beyond that, to step out of the that whole energy of resistance, and to begin to recognize it in your experience, to begin to recognize it in your day-to-day life, in the little things that happen, because that's where the energy gets stuck. Remember from back or earlier, you created an intention, you have an intention, you have a desire, and you are building momentum to that desire. That is a focus of energy that is just like, woof, going to the thing that you desire and taking you along the way to be inspired to do things that help this come to fruition. And so here you are in this flow, and then something shows up in your awareness, and whack, you chop at the momentum, and the mind comes in. Oh, that's wrong. That's not right. What did you do? Whack, whack, whack. And all of a sudden, your momentum is stalled, or it's wacky, and the thing that you want is out of focus, and you're suddenly wrapped in an emotional place that has nothing to do with your desire, has nothing to do with where you want to go, and yet you're consumed, because as soon as you lower the vibration to go into that resistance, you've disconnected from your desire, because your desire is a completely different vibration. So take what time you need for yourself. Take the time to understand how your resistance works. Everybody's different because we all have different belief systems. We all have different upbringings. We all have different friends and family. We all had life experiences. And we've built this unbelievable warehouse of information that we store in the subconscious based on that. And while energy is energy, the way we express it and use it is different. The outcomes are the same. Momentum is momentum. Resistance is resistance. Surrender is surrender. They don't change based on who you are, but the complexities or the details of it do, because what I choose, how I react, what causes me to go off to you could look absolutely silly. To you could look like, what is that lunatic upset about? And conversely, I could have the same conversation about something that would upset you. So it's definitely an individual thing. So feeling your way into it, understanding where your resistance lies, what is it, what are you resisting? And then surrendering in the moment to, this is resistance and I can still see my desire. So if I don't let that level of resistance go up any higher, I should be able to do fine and let it diminish. But be aware, let it be an object in the field of your awareness. It's going to stimulate emotion and feeling. That's okay. You can still observe it. You can still observe it and not engage it. So taking us full circle here today, first I want to say thank you for being here, for being a part of the show, for supporting me in this show. This opportunity to get to share these things is ultimately my greatest desire. And that I get to do this show 2 days a week, and that I have a book that's coming, and that there are all of these amazing, wonderful unfoldings is a testament to the release of resistance in my own world. And I encourage you to release that in yours, because it will unfold for you as magically and beautifully as it unfolds in mine, because it has to. When you take the resistance away, it's all flowing. It's all getting into alignment and then letting yourself be inspired and then letting it unfold in ways that will blow your freaking mind every single time. Thank you for being here. I would so appreciate, like, subscribe, share this with your friends, let people know about the show, pre-order my book, Fear is a Choice. I'd love for you to get your hands on this, because I do believe it will change your life. And join us again next week. We're going to have some great shows next week. We'll have a new conversation with Moshe on Wednesday, and Friday is still in evolution, so we'll see where that one goes. But thank you all for being here, and thank you for being a part of this experience with me. Have an amazing weekend, and may you be resistance free. Thanks, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
This is taking forever. All right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.